Sergeant C.
We obey the one.
We should exterminate you now. We will get our power.
We obey the one. We are the superior being.
Daleks, listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
On January 25th at 8 p.m., the Cinémathèque Québécoise presents Gashrat. Gashrat is Kelly, Tara, Chelsea, and Gabby. Gashrat sets the record straight. Gashrat remembers a lost Montreal. Gashrat is a convergence of spirits deserving each other. Gashrat is a rock band. Gashrat is back for one concert, for one night only. Get your tickets now at cinematheque.qc.ca. Presented by the Cinémathèque Québécoise and CKUT.
CKUT, les vibrations de la communauté. CKUT FM 90.3.
In the station, oh, he's a badly organ walled pinner, mouth and thyma. Oh, in the star, oh, me in doma, or oh, himble peace, or not groaning. Þar munu eftir undursamlegar gullnar töflur í grasi innast. Þær síð árdaga áttar höfður munu ósáni aktar vaksa þöls mun allt bata. Aldur minn koma, búa þeir höður og baldur, boxið tóttir, við valdífa, vitu þér enn eða hvað.
Thank you.
Thank you. 5 minutes from platform 3. The 755 Express for Bradley will be leaving in 5 minutes from platform 3.
Pardon me, I think there is room for one more in here, is there not?
Yes, right here.
Oh, fine. I'm so sorry to disturb you.
No, that's all right.
Thanks.
Right.
Thank you.
Funny looking deck, man. How do you play poker with these?
They're tarot cards.
You are familiar with the tarot?
I wouldn't say that, but I've seen the cards before.
Dr. Schreck, doctor of metaphysics?
The science which investigates the first principles of nature and thought.
And nonsense.
Schreck is a German word, isn't it? It means fright, fear, something like that.
The more exact translation would be terror. An unfortunate misnomer, for I am the mildest of men. However, I sometimes foretell things that are frightening.
With these?
They are the key, yes.
The key? The key to what?
Ancient wisdom. The tarot deck is a picture book of life. An answer to the deepest questions of philosophy and history, and sometimes a means of prediction.
Like fortune telling.
A vicar.
What kind?
There is within each of us a twin destiny, the natural and the supernatural. The cards are attracted to the supernatural part of that destiny as one pole of a magnet attracts an opposite pole.
Supernatural part?
The strange, the weird, the unknown, the terrifying, the mysterious. At one time or another during our lives, we may, any one of us, encounter it. This deck can forewarn us. I call it my house of horrors.
How does it work?
The person whose fortune is to be paid touches the cards three times. Then they are shuffled and dealt. The first four cards predict his destiny. The fifth gives him the knowledge to change it, if change is possible.
Really? Do we have to suffer all this nonsense?
There's no harm in it.
Astrologers, spiritualists, table rappers, the entire lunatic fringe. They've been exposed for the charlatans they are over and over again.
I don't know, I don't know. A gypsy once told me that I was going to get an unexpected gift. And that very day, I walked under a pigeon.
The tarot deck is a serious matter. The cards predict the truth, the supernatural truth, always.
Anybody who believes that will believe anything.
Perhaps you would like to learn your future. Just tap the card.
I must warn you, gentlemen, this is undoubtedly a well-rehearsed prelude to some shabby form of confidence trick. You can fool all these others as much as you please, Doctor, but kindly leave me out of it.
How about me? Come on, I'm game.
You are not afraid.
Oh, it's going to happen to me anyway. What's there to be afraid of?
Very well. Tap the cards three times. I do not manipulate them. Use my hands to manipulate themselves and to present your destiny. The chariot, the high priestess, the moon, the enchantress.
I... Yes. Yes, you do that. I will. Bye. Oh, how they talk. Are you busy?
Yeah, I'm working on the Watterson project.
Well, there's no rush for that. This letter came this morning from that Bidulph woman you sold your house to. She wants to make some major structural alterations and seems to think that you are the only architect to deal with it.
Hmm. Doesn't say what alterations they are.
Does it matter? A lonely widow, rich, beautiful. You know, I'd be glad to spend a few days on that island with her myself.
Sir.
Hey. Hey, if it's no Mr. Jimmy.
Caleb. Oh, good to see you.
Well, I didn't expect you back, sir.
Well, Mrs. Bidulph wrote and asked me if I'd give her some advice about altering the house. Is there anyone at home, do you know?
Your granddaughter, Valda. Ah, Valda, is the mistress in?
Upstairs, grandfather. Come in.
You were about this high the last time I saw you.
Oh, Mr. Dawson, how wonderful. I had no idea you'd be here so soon.
Well, I was free, and naturally I was interested in the house. I'm very grateful to you, by the way, for calling our Val for the job.
Oh, Val, then will you prepare the guest room for Mr. Dawson, please? Come in here.
Doesn't seem to have changed very much. What exactly did you want done?
Well, what I want principally is to have wall knocked down to make one large room. You know, like a ballroom. Well, that shouldn't be any problem, should it?
No. No, I don't think so. But it's an old house. I'd want to examine it very carefully before I make up my mind.
Well, I thought you'd know it better than anyone else.
Yes, I should. My family lived here for centuries before I had to sell it.
But still,
I think I'd better look at the foundations and the walls and everything very carefully before we decide to make any radical changes.
Well, I have to go down to the village for an hour or so. If there's anything you want, just ask Caleb or Valda.
May I ask you a personal question?
It's not too personal.
Why does a beautiful woman like yourself want to bury herself in the Hebrides?
My husband was a very wonderful man. It took me a long time to get over his death. In fact, after the funeral, I had a sort of breakdown. The doctors decided that I needed complete rest and quiet. So I came here.
And now, you've decided you want to rejoin the human race, eh?
Why'd you say that?
Well, you're having this room made into a ballroom.
Oh, that's not for entertaining. You see, my husband was an archaeologist. He had a large collection of very valuable specimens from all over the world. I intend to turn this into a sort of museum to his memory. It's a beautiful house. And you're welcome to visit us anytime.
Thank you. What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
Sorry to bother you, but do you know where the key to the cellar is?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, would you be good enough to ask your grandfather if he knows?
Yes, sir.
It's been oiled recently.
That's strange.
Why didn't he do it?
Use a torch, will you? Caleb, do you know what this is?
Must be the coffin of Cosmo Valdemar.
The werewolf. Over 200 years ago, Cosmo Valdemar claimed that this house was really his, and that my ancestors had stolen it from him. And he vowed that one day he'd return.
He swore that his place would be taken by whoever owned the house, and that he himself would once again assume human shape. His grave was never found. In the walls of the cellar. For all this time.
Not all this time. This plaster is new. I'm going to find out what's in that coffin. Come on, give me a hand. Something stronger than this. Mrs. Biddulph, did you see anything come out of the house?
No. Well, what's the matter?
Nothing. Here, let me give you a hand with those.
Oh, thank you. The only thing I don't like about living on this island is the fact that the shops won't deliver.
Oh, put them down there, will you? Oh, I see you found the key.
No. No, Caleb had a spare one.
Will you have to work down there?
Yes, I think so.
Well, how long do you suppose the work will take?
Just a short time. Mrs. Biddulph, has anyone been down in that cellar since you moved in?
Well, I suppose the workman went down there. I haven't. Why?
Doesn't matter. Lock your door. Caleb, what did the legend say?
That Cosmo would return and take his revenge on the owner of the house.
Do you know that Valdo left me a note tonight saying she had to see me? She knew something about me. Do you have a gun?
Aye.
Get it.
What are you gonna do?
Something came out of that coffin tonight. Something evil and strange. I don't know why it killed Valda, but I know who it's going to kill.
My great-grandfather had this made out of the silver sword that killed Cosmo. It's hung in the house ever since to protect it. I'm going to melt it down and make bullets. Silver bullets. Coffin opens tomorrow night. I'll be waiting.
Legend says the only way to kill a werewolf is with a bullet made from a silver crucifix. I had six.
You mean these?
Mm-hmm.
You see, what the legend really says is that Cosmo Valdemar will resume human shape again when he's replaced in his coffin not by the owner of the house, but by a descendant of the man who killed him. Now, any dutiful wife would do anything to bring her husband back to life, even after 200 years.
You're trying to tell me that's going to happen to me?
Where are you going now?
Bradley.
And then?
To the island of Unga, in the Hebrides. Turn the fifth card. Well, what was it?
Nothing. Come on. What was that card? Tell me.
Don't be so gullible. Can't you see it's all part of the act?
What act, Mr. Marsh?
Is your name Marsh?
Don't be misled by his knowing that. There's no magic about it, I assure you.
Yeah, but how did he know?
Maybe it's on the baggage.
There's no mystery about it, gentlemen. Most informed people have heard of Franklin Marsh, art critic. Confidence tricksters make a point of being familiar with people in the news.
Well, I've never heard of you.
Dr. Schreck, I'd like to try those cards, if you don't mind.
Yeah, he was silver. And now, your prediction. You are going on holiday soon.
Hello?
Meet your wife and your daughter.
Daughter? How did you know?
It's perfectly simple. He saw the doll up on the rack.
And a dog.
That's right. You'll see them all when we get to Bradley. They're meeting me at the station.
When you return from holiday. And when you return.
Not even home yet. I'm back to work already. Pain when I hit it, and I couldn't cut into it with the hoe. Give me the shears. I could almost swear that man pushed those shears out of my hands.
Have you ever seen anything like this before, Jerry?
No, it's new to me. You say this vine seemed actually to resist cutting.
Well, I'm pretty good at handling garden tools. I don't think those shears slipped.
You think you'll put me up for a few days?
Sure.
Easier to find out what this is all about on the spot rather than peering through a microscope here at the ministry.
Yeah, true.
Come on, leave us, Jim. Rusty, come on. Come on, Rusty. Mr. Drake.
It's all right.
Go after this one, Rusty. Come on, Rusty. Come on, come on, race after it.
I'll get Rusty's in a minute.
All right. Rusty, go after it. Go after it.
Come on,
strangled by a vine. I can hardly believe it.
A plant that protects itself? It's impossible.
Well, that's what I thought at first, but have a look at this. Now, these are the main groups of plants whose existence we already know. First, plants without root, stems, or leaves, bacteria, and lichens, fungi. After that, mosses, a slightly higher form, with neither roots nor vascular tissue. Third, ferns, which have roots and vascular tissue, but no flowers. Fourth, flowering plants. Now, they have roots, stems, leaves, vascular tissue, and flowers to help spread their seeds. Finally, in... just one second, there we are. What we call the insectivorous plants, so the borderline between the plant and animal kingdoms, plants which are not dependent entirely on soil and sunlight for their food, but which sometimes eat live insects. Yeah. You see, each stage, each adaption, each mutation is one step higher in the battle of the plant kingdom for survival. Now, what if a plant were to take the next step? And what if there were a mutation that could develop intelligence, the ability to protect itself, perhaps even to know who its enemies were and destroy them?
A plant like that could take over the world. Well, it's not possible. It's fantastic.
I wonder.
Lunch will be ready in a few moments.
Oh, yes, well, I'm really awfully busy at the moment. Mind if I skip lunch today?
You've got to eat something. I'll get you some coffee and sandwiches. Oh,
thank you.
Day, why don't you go out and play?
It isn't any fun without Rusty.
Thank you.
you call the police?
We didn't know what to do. We thought we'd better call you first.
He was alone in the room.
Yes, all the time.
Which every intelligent thing is afraid of. Fire. If a species ever develops that isn't, it could be the end of the world. Open the door.
Maybe to all of us, but you need not despair. For Fifth Card will show you how to avoid.
What is it?
It does not matter.
What was it?
I was hoping it might not be.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what is all this nonsense?
No nonsense, I assure you. Now, is there anyone else who would wish to try?
Okay. I'll have a try. The first time I've ever done this without chips.
Just tap the cards 3 times. What now? Your future. You are a musician?
Yeah. A lot of people don't seem to think so. Ah, that's more like it. That's my mother-in-law.
Do not jest at the image of a god.
A god?
The powerful and malign god of voodoo.
Hi, Wally. What's the good word?
You're gonna love me.
Oh, yeah? Julia's a mother.
I've got a great booking for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where you got us this time? Siberia?
No. Days of sunshine and romance. Nights underneath an azure sky.
Another holiday camp, right?
The West Indies. Island of Paiti, town of DuPont, club called the Flamingo. Good?
Great. When do we go?
2 weeks.
Hey, you little sweetheart.
Hey, we're going to go to the West Indies, Tara.
That's great.
We're going to where? We're going to the West Indies. The West Indies. Whee!
Well, on that sweet note, boys, we can all get ready to go to the West Indies.
On the islands, we all have fun, singing, dancing, and drinking rum. Boys and girls kissing in the sun, everybody's got love. Cupid's busy here every day, shooting arrows off every way. Young and healthy, or old and gray, everybody's got love. Look at me, or talk to anyone.
Hey,
you see.
What about this
then
thing?
You'll agree.
Gorgeous.
Everybody's got love. Come on, everyone, don't be shy.
Hey,
now
I've
told you the reason why. Kiss your troubles and cares goodbye. Everybody's got love. Everyone, don't be shy. Now I've told you the reason why. Kiss your troubles and cares goodbye. Everybody's got love. La 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 la. Everybody's got love. Everybody's got love. Everybody's got love. Everybody's got love.
Hi, I'm Sammy Cohen. You must be my replacement.
Yeah, that's right. This is Alan.
Tommy.
Hey, I dig that calypso music, man. It's good, sung by a real West Indian.
But West Indian? You must be joking. I came out of the East End. The first music I heard was Bo Bells.
Yeah. How come you're here, then?
Well, you got an agent. I got an agent. For 10%, he'd book me in Little Rock.
Cigarettes, please.
Yeah, sure. I think I'm old enough to smoke. Hey, look at that monster.
What did I do?
That monster is a voodoo, goddamn violent. And voodoo is the one thing you don't mess around with here. Look around.
Hey, all the chicks are wearing them.
Yeah.
I've heard of these voodoo dancers. That's where the action is at night, isn't it?
Yeah, and you'll hear it from your hotel room.
Yeah?
Out in the woods. Drums beating.
Yeah.
Girls dancing.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
Frenzied.
Yeah.
Very few clothes on.
Yeah.
You take my advice, forget it.
Why?
Man, it's a religious ceremony.
So?
You ain't that denomination.
Go, 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 go